This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Well, guys, a lot of the country is dealing with poor air quality because of wildfire smoke from Canada drifting down into the Midwest and East Coast. It's pretty bad. Check out the scale they use to measure it. First, it starts with moderate, and then it goes up to Snoop Dogg's car, then your stepdad's breath, then middle schoolers vaping at Freakier Friday, then the bathroom on a Spirit flight, then the cockpit on a Spirit flight, then teacher's lounge on a first day of school, and lastly, exploded Tesla. So these are very...
Your air quality ratings is what those are.
Wow.
We've got a headline out of Moscow as Trump's envoy met with Putin about the war, and the Kremlin says, Witkoff-Putin meeting was constructive and useful. No, it wasn't, is my response.
Right.
Not a chance.
There's sign of peace talks between Hamas and it. No, there's not.
Right.
There's not.
If we get any more on that meeting, we'll tell you during the show.
Plus the perfect end, please, Lord, to the Sidney Sweeney controversy. Stay with us. Plus, we've got all sorts of important and serious news, as Jack indicated. So this story is unbelievable. It's also very, very long, so I'm going to have to encapsulate. But in early May... a baby in Arcadia, California, L.A. area, was hospitalized with possible signs of child abuse. So the cops showed up at a 9-bedroom mansion in the L.A. suburb, known for lavish homes and residents with roots in China. Interesting. Inside, they found 15 more children, none older than 3, living under the care of nannies.
Boy, that's a lot of babies.
A staff of nannies. At least 16 children, all under the age of 3. The investigative trail led them to 6 more children at other homes in the L.A. area. A Chinese-born man and woman living in the mansion said they were the parents of all 22 children, and the birth certificates listed them as such. What mystified the cops was that the children appear to have been born all over the U.S. and in rapid succession to a large group of surrogate mothers.
Okay, you've already read this story, so you know what's going on here. I am trying to guess, and I can't even imagine what in the world is going on here.
I'm afraid you may be disappointed by the end of this. Local authorities removed the kids from the homes, placed them in foster care, and called in the FBI. The mansion was listed as the headquarters of Mark Surrogacy, which had arranged many of the children's births and was managed by Sylvia Zhang, the woman living there. Zhang said, yes, I'm the legal mother of all of the children. Now, the surrogates...
legal mother, but she's not the birth mother. She didn't crank out 22 kids.
All surrogates in 3 years? You missed high school biology, obviously. Anyway... the surrogates who carried some of the children did interviews with the Wall Street Journal and said that Zhang deceived them, saying that she had no kids and she was just hoping to have a baby. But they were all like separate from each other.
You could have three sets of sextuplets in that amount of time.
Yeah, you're still... Sextuplets, that's six, right?
Yeah.
They'd have to be septuplets and one set of octuplets to get to 22. But you're right. I stand corrected. It is possible.
Which reminds me, whatever happened to Octomom. But let's not get distracted. Back to your story.
Indeed. Anyway, the investigation is focusing, according to the surrogates who talk to federal agents, it's focusing on whether the couple was selling babies whose births the agency had arranged. Zhang actually talked briefly to the Wall Street Journal, denied it, saying that she and a man she described as her husband just wanted to have as many children as they could. We would never sell our babies, she said. We take care of them very well, except for the one that was hospitalized. The website of the company...
You can't said take it, care of 20-some babies very well.
Well, they got a bunch of nannies.
Yeah,
it's a corporation. It is a freaking baby mill. So... The website says it's in the business of connecting surrogates with American and international couples who need them. And they mentioned later that, okay, so the probe is raising alarms. Nah, that's irrelevant. The industry has been fueled in recent years by money from China, where surrogacy is illegal. In the U.S., one-third of intended parents were from other countries between 2014 and 2020 among surrogates, and 41% of those were Chinese nationals. And those figures are just 5 years old for reasons of whatever. It's unclear whether the Arcadia Mansion had direct ties to China and the Chinese government. Among the many mysteries surrounding the couple are how many children they had in total, why a surrogacy business was operating out of their home, and whether the business had any outside clients. Over the course of numerous conversations in English and Mandarin, Zhang, the woman, either declined to respond or gave conflicting answers to those and other questions. Her so-called husband, by the way, Guozhan Zhuan, probably pronouncing that wrong, sorry, I got your name wrong, Guozhan, is extremely well connected in the L.A. super heavyweight Chinese businessman community. He and Zhang ran a real estate company, which they operated with a group of businessmen based in China. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Every single Chinese business is sworn by law, like every Chinese citizen, to do the bidding of the Communist Party whenever they're asked. Oh, yeah. Anyway... Using shell companies, this guy purchased more than 100 properties in the L.A. area, many at foreclosure auctions, according to former employees and property records, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, so what's the speculation of what's going on here? Or what do you think's going on?
They're breeding babies to sell to Chinese nationals. That's how it looks. There's more to this, like this Zhuan guy.
Why? But why? People can't have babies on their own, or...?
Oh, yeah, I guess, well, you can't have a surrogate in China. It's illegal, so they're just breeding babies.
And then sending them back to China?
I guess, yeah. There are more questions than answers here. Like I said before, you're going to be disappointed because the authorities are trying to figure out what the frig is going on here. But so this Zhuan guy, his company's workers call him Teacher, and he monitors them on feeds from surveillance cameras at his home. Just really, really weird. Let's see. I wanted to scroll down to police reports. The trouble with authorities began after reports to police of fighting at the address. One call reported suspecting children at the home were being abused. There are 6 to 7 children. The woman at the location yelled and shouted at the children all the time. Not clear how cops responded. A two-month-old baby had intracranial bleeding, a condition sometimes consistent with child abuse. Yeah. Hospital asked local police to investigate, and that's where they came across the 15 babies and toddlers, all with buzzed haircuts, in the care of 6 nannies. Police seized video footage.
I feel like the buzzed haircuts is a extraneous detail, really. I don't know. They're under 3.
Brace yourself. Police seized video footage from the surveillance cameras, which showed that the toddlers were spanked, slapped, and forced to do squats. The footage also showed a nanny shaking the baby that was later hospitalized.
Forced to do squats? What is that?
Well, I don't know. It's bizarre. I'm sorry. I'm kind of focused on the babies being beaten and shaken by these Chinese nationals running an alleged baby mill.
Well,
in L.A.
I don't know how babies are generally treated in China. No, I'm not happy about this, but culturally, I don't know. Strange country.
Yeah, well.
Oh, squats.
This is obscene. I don't know if you'll get paywalled. We can post this at armstrongandgetty.com under hot links. It's unfrigging believable.
So it's not a story of, most of our Chinese stories are some effort by the Chinese Communist Party to take over America. This is more of like a niche, rich people have figured out a way to get a baby when they can't have a baby thing.
So
weirdness?
It would seem. I mean, that's the most obvious answer, and it's probably the right one. Oh, speaking of the more nefarious and typical commie plots, news has emerged that China, the Communist Party of China, has been financing a lot of the environmental groups in the United States who are dedicated to giving up fossil fuels.
Oh, really?
And going heavily into green power.
It's pretty smart. Pretty smart. They figure with the compliant lefty progressive media in their money.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
We can guilt them into destroying their own economy and becoming a slave to our rare earth minerals and the like. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So the first report out of the Kremlin is the talks were good and productive there. What Russia is hoping to avoid, I think, are the giant tariffs that are going to get slapped on India, for instance, over Russian oil purchases starting Friday if the war doesn't come to an end. The chance of the war coming to an end or a ceasefire is roughly zero. So a little more on that coming up. Also, everybody's been subpoenaed around Epstein, like everybody. And then the Russiagate hoax and everybody's being subpoenaed around everything. And I don't know where this is going to go either. We should talk about that story. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell, founder of Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is complicated, especially when your small business or professional practice is involved. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand that these assets raise unique valuation and allocation issues. For 35 years, we've helped doctors, lawyers, and small business owners navigate divorce with confidence. Call us at Cordell & Cordell. Let me tell you, I understand on a personal level, your business is much more than a job. It's your legacy.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I just saw a video that apparently Republicans think that the people who are criticizing Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle jeans ad were all just jealous of her. And I just have to say, from my point of view, I am not jealous of Sydney Sweeney. I don't have to be famous, and I don't have to peddle brands that are awful. Like, they're bad taste. Like, not cute at all. And I get to do that from the comfort of, like, my beautiful front porch drinking my matcha this morning. And I get to wake up every day being me.
Drinking your matcha. Okay. Oh, my God. You had to say matcha.
You know, I was really hoping for a little eugenics, a little white supremacy, a little dog whistle, a little Nazi reference there. It was kind of a weak clip, honestly. She's surprisingly well-adjusted for the commenters on this story. Anyway, enjoy your matcha, sister.
Yeah, but come on. That's not cute. Yeah, you're right. Most men around the world seeing that ad would agree. That's nothing attractive there whatsoever.
Right. And they're selling the jeans to women, and there are no women who would think, wow, good-looking jeans. I wonder if I'd look that good in those jeans.
I bought mine are on the way. I bought the men's version of them tomorrow.
Yeah, she is sipping on the matcha of self-delusion, Jack, I'm afraid.
I came across... Matcha is? My son got some the other day. He's on the matcha bandwagon. I bought him a matcha at Starbucks. It was $7. Seems a little expensive.
Tell him, son, you can either be Team Matcha or Team Macho. Are you going to be a man or a matcha sipper, huh? That's some good parenting right there. Feel free to use that line. So the headline is, the American Eagle saga only shows the woke left is out of touch. And I was, my trigger was tripped because it's written by Jennifer Tsai. I think that's how you pronounce her name. It's Tsai, who was a big executive at Levi's for years and years till she was forced out in the height of the woke insanity. And I can't remember exactly why, and Katie is going to remind us.
So she was a huge outspoken advocate for keeping the schools open during COVID.
Ah.
And she was writing op-eds and going on shows, and Levi's actually called her and said, hey, you need to pipe down.
Right.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah, you remember when opening the public schools, like the private schools are and the red state schools are at the time? You remember when that was seen as some sort of fascist, murderous effort to get, teachers killed, according to the lefty, actual brown shirts who were keeping people in their homes? Yeah, so she lost her career over that. So anyway, she weighs in, hot is no longer toxic and the normies are back. Hey, did you know a popular retailer is using ads for jeans to revive the Third Reich? Pretty sneaky, right?
Pretty sneaky, right?
Except they aren't. They're just selling jeans the old-fashioned way by selling aspiration rather than activism. I want to look hot in these jeans. I love that first line. Did you know a popular retailer is using ads for jeans to revive the Third Reich? Jeez,
that is pretty funny.
Then she sets it up, and the campaign uses a play on words. Jeans are passed down, blah, blah, my jeans are blue, she said in the end. Sometimes a pun is just a pun. And she writes, in my 30-year career as a marketer and maker of jeans, 8 of them spent as the chief marketing officer for Levi's, I've been pitched a similar campaign with the exact same pun more times than I can count on 2 hands. I never ran with it. It just seemed too obvious. But in an age of ads featuring morbidly obese and hairy-chested non-binary people lounging around in jeans and underwear, this cliche feels fresh, if only because Sweeney is hot. After all, when old becomes new again, it's always about context. Mom jean and dad shoes became cool because of the irony, not because anyone actually wants to look like their mom. And in the age of unwieldy wokeness, hot blondes are a breakthrough idea. And she goes on at some length, and it's very, very well written. But yes, this is the proper response to these people, guffaws.
So that might be the end of the blue jean story. I thought the Epstein story was over, but it's back with all the subpoenas yesterday. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. That's a heck of a thing.
Let me throw in a couple of quick lines. I love this line too. This is as useful as the phrase I've learned recently, the eternal omnicause.
Mm-hmm.
That ties queers for whatever to Palestine to whatever.
Defund the police, whatever the hell it is.
Climate change, right? Everything, according to white liberal lady TikTok, we've been subject to an endless stream of car videos telling us how downright clueless or worse evil we are if we don't see what's happening here. According to these women who love telling us all what to think, Hitler is cheering from the grave. One lamented the American Eagle ad wasn't just a commercial. It was a love letter to white nationalism and eugenic fantasies.
Do you actually believe that?
I think they do, yeah. In the same way that a cultist believes that their cult leader is the reincarnation of God.
Then you are a crazy person.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've certainly been indoctrinated into a crazy philosophy.
No!
The Clintons have been subpoenaed, and like everybody you've ever heard of in the last 15 years of politics has been subpoenaed. Around the whole Epstein thing.
Tell you what, some stranger walks up to you and asks you whether you're your name. Say no. They're about to serve you papers. You're going to get subpoenaed yourself.
That's an excellent point. That's on the way. If you miss a segment, get the podcast. Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell and Cordell. Serving in the military requires great sacrifices, not just for one's country, but also for one's family. Not surprisingly, divorce for soldiers is especially difficult, and it raises a number of challenges that are peculiar to military divorce, things such as deployments, relocation, retirement benefits. These issues can be complicated. So if you're a soldier facing such challenges, go to CordellCordell.com.
500 Capital Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not an...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ghislaine Maxwell said nothing in those 2 days that would harm President Trump. And during this meeting with the Justice Department, sources familiar with its contents say she told Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche that Trump did nothing in her presence that would have caused her concern.
So, I feel like that's not the best timing in the world if you're going to try to claim there's no deal between Trump and G-Dog. That's what we've decided to call this Maxwell woman since nobody knows how to pronounce her first name.
We need a Frenchman to tell us.
It's French? That G-H?
It appears to be. Looks very French to me. Ghislaine.
So she gets moved from the kind of prison you're supposed to go to when you're trafficking underage women for sex. She has had that kind of a prison for 20 years, practically the rest of her life. She gets moved to a country club without walls where, can I spend the rest of my life there? So you're going to feed me? And I get to, like, watch TV and have my own room? That sounds pretty cool. She gets moved to that prison. No explanation whatsoever from anybody. Even though repeated questions to the Justice Department and the White House and everybody else. No explanation of why she got in the prison. No explanation for why she got moved to the softer prison. Then, like, 3 days later, we get the story we just heard. Oh, in her interview, she said Trump didn't do anything, and she never saw Trump do anything. Now, I don't think Trump did anything, but that's a pretty bad look.
You know, her being moved at all is inexplicable. I mean, it's obviously a quid pro quo for something. It's just, no, it's wrong. It's bad. It's not a good look. It's an unforced error.
Do you have a guess
as to why they did it?
Yeah.
It's some sort of quid pro quo. I don't know for what exactly. Her willingness to do something, say something, be interviewed. I don't know.
And then you got all these subpoenas that came down yesterday. Here's how they reported it on Fox.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are facing congressional subpoenas to testify in person about Jeffrey Epstein. The House Oversight Committee summoning the Clintons and 8 former FBI directors and attorneys general spanning from the Bush era to the Biden White House. The historic move comes as pressure grows on Republicans and the Trump administration to release the Epstein files, and as President Trump points his finger away from himself.
By the way, I never went to the island, and Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times.
Clinton has denied that.
28's a lot.
He's denied it, Jack. Bill Clinton wouldn't lie. You know, it's so obvious what's happening here. They're desperate to appear to be activists on this topic for that chunk of the base who's semi-obsessed with this.
Who's desperate to look like activists?
The Trump administration.
Okay. So for the QAnon people out there who think there's a pedo ring of elite running the world?
Yeah, there are everything from completely sincere people who have very modest, you know, modest mental picture of what this is all about, to the sincere but delusional, to people who are purely greed heads, who've been profiting off conspiracy theories. You have a range of people, but because certain parts of MAGA world, both the sincere and the greed heads, fueled this fire for a long time, whipping up interest in Epstein and the child abduction, sex trafficking rings, and blah, blah, blah. They didn't realize that they'd actually created a monster that they couldn't control. And when Trump said, essentially, no, there's nothing here, we're moving on, they're like, no, we're not.
Why did they move her to a soft prison?
I haven't even heard anybody offer a bad explanation of it.
Because that doesn't help what you just said. If you feel like inside Trump world, they believe they've really stepped in it, and to keep their base happy, they gotta look like they're going after this hard, moving her to a low security prison, which sure looks like what you said,
yeah,
some sort of an exchange, doesn't is the opposite of that.
I think that's a mark of how desperate they were to come up with something that made them look like, yes, we're serious about the whole thing. Look, we're trying. It was a miscalculation, though. I think you're right.
Look, we're trying. We moved her to a minimum security prison in exchange for something?
No. See, that's, I think it will kind of land like that, but no, what they were going for is, look, we went in there and we grilled her and we said we want a list of blah, blah, blah. And if we have to give her partial immunity or whatever, we're going to do it. But by God, we're going to get to the bottom of this thing.
And then days later, the news breaks that she said, I never saw Donald Trump do anything wrong.
And she also said, of course, there's no list of the pedophile dudes.
Which I think is probably true.
Yeah, you don't, if you're involved in a criminal conspiracy, you rarely write down the details.
So they subpoenaed Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, William Barr, Merrick Garland, Jeff Sessions, Alberto Gonzalez, former FBI directors James Comey and Robert Mueller. That's a lot of people. Will any of them talk to anyone, ever answer a single question?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What I don't have any idea of is how many of the people involved in the subpoenas and the hearing they'll have and the dog and pony show that we'll go through. Man, if this is televised, whoo, talk about your D&P, dog and pony. Because I don't have any idea how many of the people involved in putting on the dog and pony show are sincere at all, if they think we got to look like we're trying, or if they mean it. Like, if they actually think there's a cabal of elite running a pedophile ring and it's being covered up, we're going to get to the bottom of it, damn it. Or if they think, well, I guess we got to satisfy the online crowd.
Well, Trump's saying, look, this is crazy. There's nothing here. You're my former followers. You need to shut up. A bunch of stupid people are getting roped into this. I'd say that was a fairly clear indication of what he thinks of it.
Good point. Well, this will be something to watch. If it happens, there's no way Bill Clinton, president of the United States, is going to sit there and let some House members yell at him, right?
Oh, no. The highest paid lawyers on Earth, perhaps on other planets, will be employed to either resist the subpoenas or narrow them so much that they're meaningless, or you'll hear people recite the Fifth Amendment over and over again.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, Hillary is not going to be led shackled onto the, into a seat there in the hearing chamber.
To get lectured
to have
by some
Jim
House
Jordan
member.
Yell at her. It's not going to happen.
And you only got to drag this out for 3.5 years, which seems like a long time, but as a guy who's involved in a couple of legal things, man, can you eat up time when you get into stuff in the law.
Did you just confess to being a criminal?
No, I confessed to getting divorced, which I think I've mentioned several times.
Well, I thought you said criminal things, or did you say legal things?
Legal things.
I think you said legal. Yeah,
that's funny. Your mind turned it into criminal things.
Well, I've been watching you carefully.
Wonder what's going on there.
Michael and I have been trading tips and suspicions for quite some time. Oh, hey, coming up.
But every single thing that happens, it's amazing, is like somebody will send something, and then somebody else has 90 days to respond. Or longer sometimes, depending on what it is. And then they respond with, like, I just need a clarification on this. So then, and then it goes, then you got 90 days to respond to the clarification. And then you're back to the first. I mean, it's amazing how much time can get eaten up. And people like Trump and other people who get involved in lawsuits all the time, they absolutely know how that works.
Oh, sure, sure. Coming up, the hilariously ironic fleeing of the Texas Democrats to Illinois, of all places, the most shamelessly gerrymandered state in the union, makes California look fair. Just funny. Stay with us.
Let me finish what Mark Halpern wrote in his newsletter today about the Epstein thing. What is really going on behind the scenes with the Epstein case? It's about Bill Clinton, sex, and money. Or it's about Donald Trump and sex. Or it's about Epstein and intelligence. Or it was about the withheld reason why Maxwell got moved to Club Fed. Or it's about all of that, but not about none of that.
Right.
Yeah. Her getting moved actually happened. So somebody did that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, All right, what version of the Epstein thing are we discussing here?
I don't like she's a scumbag, absolute scumbag, and I don't like the fact that she gets to live out the rest of her life in some cush prison.
Right.
That sucks.
Right, and it's crazy and unprecedented.
Right. You know what's not crazy and is precedented? Gerrymandering your state to try to get the maximum number of people you want. We'll talk about that and other things. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
You probably think your 401k is safe, that it's growing, that it'll be enough for your retirement. But what if it's not? Here's the truth. Your 401k was never designed to make you wealthy. It was created in a corporate boardroom to shift retirement costs and investment risk onto you. Designed to keep your money trapped, exposed to Wall Street crashes, inflation, and uncertainty you can't control. Until now. Americans are taking back control by turning to real assets, like gold. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands protect their future by converting part of their retirement savings into physical gold. Talk to Noble Gold today and learn how safe and easy it is to roll your 401k into a tax-advantaged gold IRA without penalties or headaches. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit, including a step-by-step guide to get started. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A quorum is not present.
For the second straight day, Texas House Democrats refusing to show up at the Capitol, therefore blocking the special legislative session's vote on the state's new congressional map designed to boost the GOP.
There's folks saying that we walked out. And I think everyone behind me will say, we're standing up.
The more than 50 Texas Democratic lawmakers who fled the state, many of them to Illinois, are now getting support from the National Party.
This is a new Democratic Party. We're bringing a knife to a knife fight, and we are going to fight fire with fire.
All right.
If somebody gets stabbed, do we get to blame that speech for it?
Yeah.
Just as an aside. You know what? Just because it would be fun, Michael, play the next one with Gavi, the bribe-taking hypocrite Newsom. And, yes, I will back up that charge.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is preparing to call a special election to have voters approve a new congressional map that would eliminate some Republican districts, but only if Texas follows through with its plans.
Whatever they are doing will be neutered here in the state of California, and they will pay that price.
I have to hit you with the stat because it's the most important thing I heard yesterday.
Well, first of all, California neuters actual children if they express momentary gender confusion. So if Gavin Newsom threatens to neuter somebody, I would take it seriously.
He means it, and the taxpayers will pay for it. About 38% of people voted Republican in the last midterm we had. We have in California 17% of the House members in California are Republicans. So you're way underrepresentative House members to total number of vote. And if Texas does what they want to do, the numbers will be almost exactly the same, just coincidentally, where you got about 40% of people vote Democrat, but they'll only have 17% of the representation. I don't like that, but gerrymandering happened in California years ago and Illinois years ago. And
right.
That is the biggest missing part of that. One thing from Mark Halperin, and then you'll back up your claims. That he wrote.
I absolutely will. And by the way, I'm not disputing your figures, but were those the congressional votes in California? Because I thought the congressional votes were much closer than the presidential votes.
Mm.
And since we're talking about congressional districts, that's the apples to apples.
Mark Halperin wrote, imagine if the dominant media covered past bare-knuckle, cynical, and political gerrymandering by blue states the way they're covering the bare-knuckle, cynical, political attempt by Texas Republicans. So
yeah.
Most of us aren't claiming what Texas is doing is just fantastic for America, but they're doing what blue states have already done.
Right. It's like in the middle of a boxing match, one of the guys screeching, stop, stop, he hit me. Did you see that? He hit me. Yes, that's what you're doing there, sir. Here's my favorite headline. Texas Dems.
Right in the face. You see that? He hit me right in the face.
You all saw it. Here's my favorite headline. Texas Dems fight gerrymandering by taking 76-seat private jet to gerrymandered blue state. If you're not familiar with the politics of Illinois, remember that at one point three of the last four governors was in jail. Michael Madigan, who was the longtime mobster who ran the legislature, completely mobbed up. He's now in jail, finally. Just utterly, utterly corrupt state, now run by the child-mutilating idiot J.B. Pritzker.
That's such a great stat. Three out of four governors ended up in prison.
Although, honestly, I think Blagojevich got railroaded. Anyway, so this is absolutely hilarious. How bad is Illinois? With all due respect to how gerrymandered and unfair California is, old JB knows how gerrymandering is done. Illinois has 17 House seats, 14 of them held by Democrats. So Democrats control 82.5% of the state's House seats. 82.5, though in the last election, they won only 52.5% of the House popular vote in those districts.
Wow.
I mean, even in the less lopsided or more lopsided presidential race, Trump won 44% of the vote. And again, Democrats control 82.5% of the state's House seat, even though they barely won over half of the votes in those districts.
And that's where the Texas Democrats are hiding out to try to save America from gerrymandering.
Exactly.
That is hilarious. And how they don't have that on your ABC evening newscast or any other channel but Fox is amazing.
Do they burn irony for heat and they needed to collect as much of it as they possibly could? Going to Illinois, for God's sake. I mean, you'd be better off going to New York even, well, which is terrible, but it's not as bad as California and Illinois.
They guessed correctly. The mainstream media is not going to point that out to anybody. And the average person doesn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's hilarious.
It doesn't work. Self-government...
No.
Does not work. People don't pay enough attention. And you can't count
democracy
on the media.
Democracy is unworkable.
Yeah, it's unworkable. Need a monarch.
The only way it works is if the federal government has extremely limited powers. Because nobody, not even the president of the blanking United States, can wrap his head around a tenth of what the federal government does and how it does it. Contemplate that for a minute. There is not a human being who's ever lived on Earth who could possibly comprehend the federal government. That's by design, by the way. It's I don't know. I give up.
So the most likely outcome, according to most of the smart people I know, is Texas will get their way. California, Illinois, and other blue states already had got their way, but they're now they're going to try to take it even further. And we're all just going to go further down the road of the whole gerrymandering thing, even though I brought you the poll numbers yesterday, that only 6% of Americans approve of the idea of gerrymandering districts.
If you were to get some nonpartisan, like scientists and statisticians together, I'll bet you could cook up a really reasonable, like, five-tier process for forming congressional districts. Districting, in short. And if we spent years and millions of dollars and a commission were gathered and yielded that report, which George Washington himself would descend from the clouds and endorse in his booming voice, that report would then be ignored and thrown away because the parties have no interest in it.
Correct. Just saw this headline. McDonald's sales have bounced back from drastic declines. Remember when we were talking about that as like a canary in the coal mine for where things were? People stopped going to McDonald's. The new value meals won over anxious U.S. customers. I don't know what the new value meals are, but they must be. I might have to go today. It must be a really good deal.
Wow, I don't eat at McDonald's because I'm better than you, but that is
so
good news for
so
the American economy.
So delicious.
Oh, my. Your poor colon. I weep for your colon.
My colon high-fives me. Yeah! That was some good chow, it says.
Wow.
Having a little time processing it, a little tough time getting it out of here, but...
Colon abuse, clearly. I wish there was a law. And anyway, what are we doing next hour? I can't wait.
It'll be fantastic.
Britain's government is about to fall apart completely. There will be a revolution in the streets. Wait, what?
We got a lot of stuff. The NFL doing a deal with ESPN. What's that going to mean for watching your games this year?
Armstrong and Getty. Some things can steal your sunshine. Some things can steal your sunshine. I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.